All right, let me share with you some things that we have coming up later this week. Tomorrow, let me start there. Tomorrow, of course, is June 19th. And because that date is so monumental for so many people in this country, it has been shortened to Juneteenth. June 19th, also known as Juneteenth, the day that, in an official way, a very official way, freedom had finally been sealed for people of African descent. Of course, technically, we're all of African descent, but you all know what I mean. Juneteenth, word was sent to the black citizens of Texas, hey, look, slavery's over. The slaves have already been emancipated, and every state of the Union will recognize that, will acknowledge that. It's over. And June 19th came to be known by many as Juneteenth. So yours truly has at least 2 days of freedom that I really want to start observing. One I've been observing for years, July 4th, Independence Day. Wow, what a fun, exciting day that is. What a great memory of what was done for us, for this nation. What we were empowered to do for ourselves, what others helped us with, making sure that we would be able to enjoy liberty. Unfortunately, well, the good news is there were a lot of people who wanted liberty for all who lived in America. The bad news is there were many who only wanted some in America to experience true freedom, liberty. And what it comes down to is we had a lot of people who wanted black people to remain enslaved in one way or another. And of course, we know that that's still the case even today. We have a lot of people who want to use that prison system to keep the black race tied down, locked down, enslaved, without using the word slavery. Well, Juneteenth, like I said, is the day that officially it was sealed. The deal was sealed. African slaves were no longer slaves. They were free. And so I've decided that, and part of this conscience-wise too, because I began to think to myself, you know, July 4th, Independence Day, means so much to me that for years I have observed that day. And very often, in fact, those of you who have been with me for a while know that generally on July 4th, I will simulcast music from our sister station, 96.9 FM, and I'm not in live that day. And because Juneteenth means really and truly just as much to me as July 4th does, Juneteenth means as much to me as Independence Day does to me. I know that for a lot of people, Juneteenth means very little. For some, it means nothing. I know for many people, it means a lot. And I'm one of those people for whom it means a lot. And so I decided that, you know, I asked myself the question, since Juneteenth means as much to me as Independence Day does, why don't I observe Juneteenth the same way I observe July 4th, Independence Day? And so I decided that this year I will. And so tomorrow I'll be simulcasting with our sister station while I observe Juneteenth. I might get me some ice cream, Kool-Aid, you know, whatever it's going to be. But I will be observing Juneteenth the same way I observe Independence Day. So that's what's happening tomorrow. Wednesday, Leroy Barber will be our guest. And this would be for the benefit of those of you who, again, are in worship service on Sundays. And I really want you to hear what he has to say about the necessity of people in general, but Christians in particular, embracing others and how we can get that done, why we need to do it. Thursday, Ashley Cruz will join me to talk about domestic trafficking. the sex trade, the sex slave trade. Man, can you imagine being forced to have sex with people you don't know? And don't get me wrong, I know that there are a lot of people who have sex with people they're meeting for the first time and all that kind of stuff. But I said being forced to have sex with people you don't know, and your self-esteem is being shot to pieces, blown apart because of how you're being treated, and you feel like there's no way out. Ashley Cruz will talk with us about domestic trafficking this Thursday. And on Friday, Dr. Craig Albert will be with us to discuss more power politics. I want you to be sure that you check the site, speakingwith.com. Each week, again, normally by Sunday, we have the Sunday evening, we have the list of guests and topics that are planned for the week. Sometimes that does change. Those plans change from time to time. But for the most part, what you see listed is what will be taking place. Also, you can go to speakingwith.com so that if for whatever the reason, either you're not able to join us for a particular broadcast by tuning in live to 1550 AM The Voice, you can go to speakingwith.com and click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And you can listen to the topic of your choice, the guest of your choice. All right. So that's it. Talk to you next time.